Let us praise famous men and Attila the Hen, who have sworn to restore Britain's glory. When a man knew his place and the whole island race used to flock to the polls to vote Tory. Ah, those were the days when hearts were ablaze, inspired by our glorious mission. When the princes of Inde didn't dare to break wind unless they got Britain's permission. Let us praise Maggie Thatcher, there's no one can match her at making loud threats against shirkers. A term which embraces all union members and 90% of all workers. She says that a picket's not British, not cricket, shop stewards are all commie traitors. They should line up the lot to be bloody well shot with Asians and black troublemakers. Wherever there's strife, you will find Mag the Knife working hard for the big corporations. With a blade she's a master, and no one is faster at carving up kids' educations. When wielding the axe or imposing a tax or closing a school, she's a winner. She's persuaded a whole generation to diet by raising the price of school dinners. She's cut social services so council houses rejected a limit on prices. This cast iron filly has recognized chili while carving us up in thin slices. With the cost of health higher, you may just expire, in which case less pills you'll be needing. In the words of Ted Heath, if you can't pay for teeth, you'll be forced to cut down on your feeding. Some say that her diction's a natural affliction, some say she's a noisy old bag, while others will swear, yes, and loudly declare that she's actually Hitler in drag. How her back benches squirm when she flashes her perm, or cracks a coy joke on the telly, or plays the loyal martyr for President Carter by crawling around on her belly. Each Monday Club member has pledged to dismember the organs of nationalization, and chaps of high merit may hope to inherit the spoils from the sack of the nation. They're the lords of creation, the cream of the nation, Lord Soames and Keith Joseph and others. They'll help you discover that all men are brothers, but some are more brothers than others. And so once again, let us praise famous men, adding chapters to Britain's proud story. They may not look bright, but they're British and white. To a man
and a woman,
they're Tory. Though they look mediocre, like shady stockbrokers, at first sight as harmless as mutton, if the nuclear warheads are sent on their way, it's...